Good morning. We're continuing Mechayot and Mechal Nun, and we're learning Simon Yudalit. So now he moves from Mechil to Shtia. So by Shtia, there's a lot of questions. So we're going to look at Simon Yudalit, Simon Tetzvav together, and then we're going to try and explain it. Shosa Ma'at B'Shoha V'Chozer V'Shosa Ma'at Nearly the Ein Mitztarif. So as opposed to giving a time of Tkedei Chilas Prast, which we find by eating, the time it takes to drink the Revi is less than that. And the Chayyadam says it has to be done in one act of drinking. So the 3 ounces that you're drinking has to be done in one act of drinking. That doesn't mean, it does not mean that you gulp down the whole thing at one time. But a person tends to take the cup, put it to their lip, take down a gulp or two, then pause, take down a gulp or two, and then pause, and then puts the cup down. So in that normal fashion, where a person will put it to his lip and take a few gulps, that's called he's drinking direct, he's together. But if he pauses, which means he puts the cups down, he's truly paused in the middle of the drinking. The Chayyadim feels that is not a valid shtia. For the purposes of the bracha achrona, he does not drink revius b'babas achas. Rama's lashon has to be done b'babas achas. Now, let's say he keeps it by his mouth and he gulps down once, twice, three times, and he has revius. For sure, that's going to be called b'babas achas. Doesn't mean he takes it all down in one big gulp. Let's say he holds it by his mouth, takes one or two gulps, then pauses, and then takes another gulp. It seems to be according to the chayim that's also considered a hefsek. Now he says in Siman Tesvov, Shosa Mashkin Chamin, Kegoin Tei Bekave, drinks hot drinks like tea and coffee. Over there, obviously you cannot do that. You cannot take it down at such speed. Ava Bishakach Derech Shtiyosan, even though that is the normal way to drink, is to pause in between. It's not possible to drink it otherwise, so that the normal drinking is done with pausing. So maybe over there that should count as a shtia because that's its derech. Nearly the ain sarach lebarach acharob. The Chayyadim says no, it's not mitzarach for the purpose of a barach acharona, even by something which is normal to do that. Now, the Mishnah Berura brings the Shulchan Aruch discusses this question in the Hilchos Yom Kippurim, and it brings two opinions. How long is the time of we get for drinking? Is it like we're saying over here, which is referred to in Halacha, is kedei shtiyas revius, or is it kedei achilas pras? There's one zman of kedei achilas pras, and it works for both eating and drinking. So the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions, but he brings the opinion that there's a halacha of kedei shtiyas revius as the primary opinion, and then he writes, and some say otherwise, it's kedei achilas pras. What's interesting is the Gra does the exact opposite. The Gra says the opinion of Kedei Achilas Pras is the primary opinion, and that is going to be the opinion that the which we should follow in Halacha, that there is the time for drinking is Kedei Achilas Pras. Some say you should do it more quickly. But the question which the Mishnah Berurah deals with is that we learn in Hilchos Derech Eretz, in Siman Kuf Ayin, there's a Siman Shulchan Aruch which deals with the proper way etiquette to act to use while a person is eating during the meal. It discusses the person should not eat large pieces. The person should wait for other people. One of the things it talks about is gulping down large amounts of liquid at one time. So it says that a person should not do that. A person should pause in between their drinking. And here we're saying, well, if you pause, you lose your bracha achrona. So how can you call Derech Eretz to do it in such a way that you're going to lose the Bracha Achrona? So the Chayyadim and the Nishma Zadim ask the question. And he suggests the case is referring to Techa Suda. That it's referring to when you're drinking during the meal. But when you're drinking separately, you have no choice but to do it more quickly in order to make sure that you have the opportunity to say the Bracha Achrona. And Mishnah Berurah disagrees. And he says that goes into the normal, when we say Kadesh Yis Revias, which means drinking Mabas Achas, Hilchos Derech Eretz defines that for us. It means a person takes a drink or two, pauses slightly, and takes another drink or two, another gulper or two, and he gets it all down, his revi is down in that time frame. That's all called bevasachas. That's all called one normal drinking. And that's what Chazal meant when they said bevasachas, like it's defined in Hichos Derech Eretz. And he brings it to Chayotim and says otherwise, v'hanir l'ni yistaiti kasafti, I'm writing the answer which I feel is appropriate. Not like the Chayotim, to say that the Midas Derech Eretz should be, which we're writing a Siman Kufayin, doesn't define what shtia is in the Torah. When the Chazal are touching up, that's the appropriate type of shtia. How could that be that that's not the shtia that the Torah is referring to when it's talking about drinking? That's called normal drinking. That person would be chayiv by averus and be yirtze by mitzvahs. Now, the Mishnah Berurah supposes halacha l'maisa, and that's what we follow. That person will drink like that. He takes his 3 ounces, puts it to his lip, takes a gulp or two, pauses for a moment, takes another gulp or two, and finishes off his 3 ounces. A person should say a bracha achrona. According to Chayotim, he would not be able to do so. Now, what about the case of tea and coffee? We'll talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.